Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited to have on as my special guest once again, none other than Minister of Music, Brother Benny Gaskin II from Atlanta, Georgia, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So as I always let the listeners know, especially for the new listeners, those of you that tunes in faithfully, you already know what I'm about to ask you to do. Please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or for granted to ever think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So that's why the Lord says in his word that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself as he delivers God's word. We can go through God's word together. Now we are getting ready to go into prayer. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I say, well, much prayer, much power. So we are going to get ready to go into prayer right now, and I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are the Most High God. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. You're so worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Brother Gaskin and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are truly saved in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and have mercy upon us, because your word lets us know that we all sin and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, that through him, first and foremost, that we are saved. Then when we do sin and falter and fall short, we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins, so that we can move forward in the earth and complete and fulfill our God purpose and assignments in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. I continue to lift up my brother-in-law, Ken Jones, Heavenly Father. First and foremost, I pray that you will allow him a chance one more time to be able to hear your word, and that after he has heard the word again, Heavenly Father, that he will be able to open his own mouth, confess his sins and transgressions, and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, so that he too will come to know his God purpose and fulfill it in the earth, that he will be able to draw souls to Jesus Christ, that he will be saved because of his work for you in the earth. Heavenly Father, you know what he's going through. He is now on dialysis. He is dealing with the COVID virus. He is dealing with Crohn's disease, and he is in line, standing in line now, waiting for a kidney transplant, but he is not saved. So you know all about it. So you know down through the years, for over 30 years, we have been praying on his behalf that he would become saved. So now, Lord, I ask that you would just move by your spirit. Whatever it takes, Lord, I pray that you would give him another chance, that he will be able to open his own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, so that you would use him for your glory, and he would be able to fulfill his God purpose in the earth. For him, I lift this prayer up to you in the name of Jesus. And not only for my brother-in-law, Ken, but for any other listeners that may be tuned in or that may be hearing this broadcast even in the future, that you would touch their hearts and their minds if they hear your word, that they too would be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and they would all ask to be saved in Jesus' name. So we now, Lord, we not only that, we pray that you will move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I was able to talk to my brother in Christ, Deacon Rodney O'Brien, in the loss of his wife, and he is still struggling with her loss. So we pray and lift him up to you, not only him, but his sister-in-law, her sister, Tishana Thomas, and that entire family, that you will continue to strengthen them, continue to comfort them, continue to grant them your peace, even as they are grieving in this hour of bereavement, Lord. And help them to remember and know, not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray and we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend toward us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. So we're so grateful on tonight to be able to have this privilege to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ once again over this worldwide network and platform, that you would get the glory. So have your way in us on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless each listener that faithfully tunes in, even for the new listeners that are dialing in and coming online for the first time on tonight. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight, Scripture food for thought comes to us saying, nothing or no one can pluck a born-again believer in Jesus Christ out of God's hand. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, nothing or no one can pluck a born-again believer in Jesus Christ out of God's hands. What a mighty promise from God. He said that once we're saved in his son's name, nothing can pluck us out of his hand. I am so glad to know that God is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people. He is a promise keeper. He is not like man. So that's why I just love him, because he first loved us, and he loved us more than we can ever love ourselves. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please take down these announcements real quick before we bring on Brother Gaskin, who's going to deliver God's word again on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, please take down these notes. Every first Thursday night, young minister of the gospel, Minister Tawan Eppinger, God has blessed him to have a prayer line, and it comes on every night, 7 nights a week, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Minister Tawan Eppinger is a member of the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and where I serve as their musician. But Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line number is area code 602-610-2081. Once again, that prayer line number is 602, area code 610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Once again, his prayer line access code is 913-927. So we thank God for what he's doing in Minister Tawan Eppinger's life. We want to continue to lift him and his family up in prayer because his wife is dealing with the COVID virus and one of his daughters as well. So we want to continue to lift him up and his family in the prayer in Jesus' name. Also, I am so excited to announce that God has blessed one of my nieces, Kayla Brown. She is now a part of the Realtors Century 21 family. She has obtained her Realtors license. If you live in the Michigan area and you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. This is my youngest brother's oldest daughter, Kayla Brown. Her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. Her office phone number is 734, area code 464-6400. Her email is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, C21@gmail.com. So again, if you are looking to purchase your home in Michigan, if you're looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Speaking of that family, which is my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, he is a retired police officer. God has blessed him to write a book, and it's titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. Once again, my brother Herbert Charles Brown's book is titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. His book is now available at Amazon.com, but I'm so excited that he will be my special guest on next Thursday night, April the 15th. He will be my special guest on this worldwide platform and network. And then finally, our youngest sister, Donata Barney, God has blessed her to write two more children's books. The latest book is titled The Literate Guard at the Gate. And then her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. And they're both available at Amazon.com. Her name is Donata Barney. But she also now has a children's store and a website with The Literate Guard at the Gate book. He has a coloring book with his picture on it. And even he has T-shirts, a variety of T-shirts with his picture on the T-shirts. He even has a little pillow with his picture on it that the little children love to carry around when they are riding around in the cars, or some of them even like to sleep with them. We are getting a lot of good reports about the Literate Guard at the Gate and this children's store, the website that my younger sister, Donata Barney, has set up. If you have children in your life, if you are a parent, a grandparent, uncle, or aunt, or even a teacher, and you deal with youngsters, if they're aged between ages of 3 to 8 years old, you can go to my sister's website, and it's all lowercase, www.joshtheguard. Once again, Donata Barney's children's website for Josh the Guard is joshbelgard.com. So those are the announcements that I have for now, and we are getting ready to, hopefully, we've been having some technical difficulties lately, and I hope they get be able to get them resolved very soon. But we're going to try this anyway before we bring on Minister of Music, Brother Gaskin, to deliver God's word. We're going to try to see if we can do a music break song. We're going to try this. Hold on just 1 second. Let's see if this works for us on tonight. If not, we're going to go move forward, and we're going to bring on Brother Gaskin. I love that song. I love that song. I give you praise. God is worthy to be praised no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, because he is God and he deserves our praise. Well, I'm so excited to be able to bring forth once again my brother and friend in Christ, Minister of Music, Brother Benny Gaskin II of Atlanta, Georgia. He is a member of the Faith Restoration Ministries Clemson, where his pastor and shepherd is Apostle Oliver Myers, again, is the pastor of this great ministry. So once again, I am so excited to be able to pass this mic over to Brother Gaskin. Brother Gaskin, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, my brother. To God be the glory. And to everyone that is on the airwaves this evening, hey, so much that we owe to the Lord, our Holy Lamb. We give him praise with all of our hearts and with all of our souls. We honor and we worship you, God. And we thank you yet for another opportunity to bless your name, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your sacrifice, God. God, we thank you. And my brother James, thank you for yet another opportunity to bring forth the pure, unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Well, we're not going to prolong the time at all. We're going to jump right into this word. And, oh, my God, he gave me a good word to share with you all on this Thursday night. You know, and especially it's a timely word as we're coming out of Passion Week and we're coming out of Resurrection Sunday, and God just really placed in my spirit. He got up. Now what? I got it. So the key scripture of this message is coming from Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 16th through the 20th verses. And supplemental verses, supplemental scriptures dealing with this key scripture coming from the other books of the gospel, coming from Mark, the 16th chapter, the 9th through the 20th verse, Luke, the 24th chapter, the 36th through the 53rd verse, and John, the 20th chapter, the 19th through the 31st verse. But I'm going to read Matthew 28, 16 through 20. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. So my brothers and my sisters, now we all realize that Jesus Christ has risen with all power in his hands in heaven and in earth, just as he spoke in the 18th verse of the 28th chapter of Matthew. And in John, the 19th chapter, the 30th verse, before he gave up the ghost, he last spoke these words on the cross at Calvary. It is finished. Listen, in Matthew, the 27th chapter, the 51st verse, and in the corresponding book of the gospel, Mark, the 15th chapter, the 38th verse, listen, the veil of the temple was torn. And also in Matthew 27:51, the earth quaked and the rock did tear apart. In Matthew, the 20th and the 52nd verse, graves opened and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And in that 53rd verse of that same chapter of Matthew, the 27th chapter, and came out of the grave after his resurrection. Listen, they got up because he got up. Now, that's another sermon for another day. Hallelujah. That thing will preach itself. We're going to stay focused. Amen. So basically, the shifting of the guard had taken place and is already done. It's already done. Now, what was the shifting of the guard? The shifting of the guard took place from Jesus to the saints. So touch yourself and say, that's me. That shifting came to me. So now what? Listen, although the victory is won, there are still battles to be fought and work to be finished. In this time of unfinished business, let us remember and let us do these three key points that I'm going to give you. So if you're ready, let's go. Amen. First key point was don't doubt the ship. Have faith and believe. And I want to come from a key scripture, Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 16th and the 18th verse, but I want to focus on the 17th verse, talking about the 11 disciples. And when they saw him, They worship him, but some doubt it. We can't doubt the process, you all. We can't doubt that God has risen from the dead. We can't doubt everything that he spoke before his crucifixion. We can't doubt it. We got to be able to believe and have faith in what he said he was going to do, because his word will not come back void. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I also want to touch base on Mark, the 16th chapter, focusing on the 9th through the 14th verses. And I'm going to read those as thus. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, what did they do? Believeth not. See what I'm saying? They didn't even believe. After that, he appeared in another form unto 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residuals. Neither believed they them. Again, more non-believers. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen. Listen, the disciples, even in Luke, the 24th chapter, in verse 37, the disciples were terrified and frightened when Jesus had appeared to them. And then in verse 38 of Luke, the 24th chapter, Jesus asked them, why are you troubled? Why are you tripping? Why are you tripping? It is I, the Lord. So we got to continue to believe. Even in John, the 20th chapter, and focusing on verses 24 through 29, you know, we were dealing with Thomas. But Thomas, one of the 12, Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Again, we're dealing with doubting Thomas. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And we've got to realize that we have got, no matter what it may look like, no matter what the circumstances may present to us, don't doubt the shift. It is finished. It is done. It is over. All we have to do is continue to have faith and believe. And in John, yes, the 20th chapter, the 30th and the 31st verse, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which were not written in this book, but these are written, that you might what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, yes, sir, the Son of God, my Lord, and that believing, not disbelieving, not doubting, but that believing, you might have life through his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Second key point, it's important that we be obedient. We have got to be obedient, saints, in this season. First, by accepting and embracing the shift. It's important that we have to accept and embrace the shift that has already taken place. Jesus already paid the price on Calvary for us, and he shifted all power, all our salvation, healing, deliverance, wholeness, finances, wealth. The shift has already been given to us, the saints. So we have to remember. We have to remember to continue to accept and embrace the shift. Not only that, secondly, we have to continue to be obedient by completing the assignment that had been set individually before us. Listen, the second and third key points both tie into obedience. And there's a key point I want to mention, a key scripture I want to mention in terms of dealing with obedience, coming from 1 Kings, the second chapter, the third verse. And it reads as thus, "And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever that thou turnest thyself." That means wherever we turn, we're going to prosper. But it's important we keep his commandments. We keep his word. We keep his statutes. We keep his judgments. We keep his testimonies. We keep his charge. But how do we do that? Being obedient. And through by doing all of that, we are constantly accepting and embracing that shift. Amen? And it's important that, as Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter and the 46th verse, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" In other words, how are we going to call God our Lord and Savior, but we're not obedient? We're hard-headed. We do what we want to do. We walk in our flesh when it's appropriate for us. And God is not pleasing that. In order for God to get the glory out of our lives and out of our walk and out of our talk and everything we say and do, he has got to be truly Lord. That means we got to be obedient. We got to listen to what he say. We have to go where he wants us to go. We have to do what he wants us to do. Can I get a witness? Amen. And James, the first chapter, the 22nd verse, just reminds us, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." In other words, don't fake yourself out. It's important that we do the word of God, not just hear it, but we got to be on the good foot to do the word of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple other scriptures I just want to toss away, too. Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses, and then I'm about to the 20th verse. The 15th verse reads as thus, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that what? Going back to believeth. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Listen, even in this time of a lot of people are worrying about the COVID vaccine and how it's going to harm them. Hey, tell you what, go back to verse 18. "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." Listen, if it's meant to come upon you to be a help to you, then let it be a help to you. You speak that word of God over your life as you go forth and take that vaccine. I'm speaking faith. Amen. I'm speaking deliverance, not speaking doubt. We are trusting in the Lord God to heal us, to keep us, to redeem us from the hands of the enemy. And anything that the devil may try to throw your way, and I realize this may be a side note, but this is for somebody on the airwaves tonight. Trust the Lord God and lean not what? Into thine own understanding. All thy ways, what? Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge
and he shall what? Direct your path. So we got to trust God. Come on, saints. We got to trust God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know, people try to poison us and do things against us. The devil be damned. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. Okay, I'm coming on back, y'all. I got fired up. Hallelujah. Let me bounce to verse 20 real quick. And this is from the disciples. They did what? They went forth. And they did what? Preach where? One place. No, two places. They preached everywhere. Somebody say everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
They preached everywhere. The Lord working with them. So guess what? Not only did they preach everywhere, they took the Lord with you. It reminds me of an old school song we used to sing in the Amy Zion Church I grew up in. You ought to take the Lord with you. What? Everywhere
you go.
In the streets, in the crowds, in your home, all along. Highways, byways. You better take the Lord with you everywhere you go. And the word series, and confirming the word with signs following. So not only did they preach everywhere, and they took the Lord working with them. He was working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah. I just want to say, guys, just dealing with that Great Commission and other key scriptures in the other Gospels tying into that, coming from Luke, the 24th chapter, the 44th through the 49th verse, and the 52nd and the 53rd verse. Let's look at that real quick. Just real quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm starting with verse 44. Thank you, Jesus. And he said unto them, this is Jesus talking, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses. Going back to the law of Moses in the Old Testament that I read in 1 Kings, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd verse. And in the prophets and in the Psalms, they talk about the Old Testament concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And I want to jump down their response, the disciples' response, in the 52nd and the 53rd verse. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. So as Christ spoke to them, their response was worship. Their response was great joy. And continually in the temple, in the house of the Lord. You know what? Although we can't physically be in the temple, in our churches, in our sanctuaries, in some places, turn your house, turn your bedroom, turn your bathroom into a temple and praise and bless God. Turn your car into a temple, praising and blessing. Turn your workplace. Now, don't get fired on that job, but turn that job, that workplace, into a place where you can praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And worship him with great joy. Not with sadness, not with looking ashy and crusty, but with great joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Because he's going to endow us with He has already endowed us with power from on high. Hallelujah. We already got it, guys.
That's right.
We already have it. We just got to put it to work. Hallelujah. So that's why it's important that not only we accept and embrace the shift, but we complete the assignment. Listen, struggle to finish the struggle. Let me say that again. Marinating soul real good. Don't struggle to finish. Finish the struggle. You know what? Jesus finished so that we could finish. And again, even for those, and I know, Lord, you're just jumping up and down in my spirit right now. That scripture that I read back in Matthew, Matthew 27:53, where the bodies of the saints got up out the grave after his resurrection. And they got up because he got up. Listen, because he finished it, we can finish.
Amen.
And that's just a word of encouragement to somebody. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't you throw in the towel. Listen, finish the work. Come on. It's time. The time is now. Now is the acceptable time. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if there's social unrest going on. I don't care if the pandemic's going on. Now is the time. Because we are separate from the world. We are consecrated. We have been separated from the world. So listen, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. So come on, it's time to work for the Lord. Now what? He got up. Now what? It's time to go to work, y'all. If we haven't been working, hey, it's time for those of us, even those of us who have been working, it's time to step it up a notch or two. Hallelujah. To fall on our knees and pray some more. To get in our word a little bit more. Come on, somebody. To encourage someone a little more. Just to stretch. Stretch a little further in God. Amen. And listen, as I close, let's complete the assignment and finish the work that the Lord has set before us. May God continue to bless you and keep you in the days ahead. I'm just excited about what God is doing through you and in you. Eyes have not seen, neither ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. Good things, y'all. Great things in store for us. Just stay on the Lord's side. Amen, and to God be the glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Gaskin, on tonight. Oh, what a powerful word on tonight. I see my switchboard is lit up on tonight with listeners from all over have dialed in and listening, and I know that they have on their iPads and on their phones and on their computers, they have dialed in through the website, and that they have heard this powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this. What a mighty God we serve. He knew who was going to be listening, and he knows what we need to hear. So his word is not going to go out void. It's always going to accomplish everything that he set up for it to do. And you were the right man at the right time on tonight to deliver this word for somebody on tonight. Even for me, I have been strengthened and encouraged to go even further in the Lord in my assignment for God by hearing this much-needed word on tonight. And I know I'm not the only one. So my sister, my brother, stay strengthened. Stay encouraged in the Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. And don't throw in the towel. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He's the father of lies. That's what he wants us to do, throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel because God is not through with you yet. So, Brother Gaskin, before I release you, please, as I introduced him, for those of you that a lot of people dialed in after I had the introduction of Brother Gaskin, the minister of music Brother Gaskin, I'm going to ask you to give that information out to the listeners. I gave it to them before, but I want you to tell them out of your own mouth where you are a member of the church of and then your pastor's name. But he is from Atlanta, Georgia. And I can tell you right now, listeners, he don't know this yet, but I'm going to have him on again to deliver another word from the Lord. So this was a powerful word on tonight. But Brother Gaskin, could you share with the listeners what church you belong to, your pastor, and how listeners can get in touch with you if someone wants to reach you?
Yes, sir. It would be my pleasure, man. But before I get started, again, Brother James, I just want to thank you again for yet another opportunity just to go forth, just to share the word of God with the body of Christ. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. And it's funny because if you had told me I'd be doing any kind of preaching, I would say, man, you are crazy. Hey, but to God be the glory. And I'm just willing to do whatever God has called me to do. And I'm embracing this shift. I'm embracing this season. Send me, God, I go. And my brother, I just thank you.
Yes,
I pray that God continue to strengthen you and to keep you, to continue to bless this platform and your music ministry, what you're doing in your church where you're ministering at, everything you put your hand to do, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Stay on the Lord's side. Keep doing a good work for the kingdom. Yes, yes. But
amen,
to everyone listening, again, my name is Minister Benny Gaston. I am a member. I am under the covering of Faith Restoration Ministries International in Clemson, South Carolina. My senior pastor is the Apostle Oliver Myers, and the co-pastor is the Elder Jackie Myers. And the best trying to reach out to me, I am on Facebook. You can find me under Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, Gaston II, on Facebook. And I can be reached under Brother BJ. That's a nickname, a moniker of mine, coming from my first name, Benny, which is the B, and then my middle name is the James, which is the J, hence Brother BJ. So I have my own ministry named Brother BJ Ministries, and I can be reached by email at Brother BJ, which is BROTHABEJAI, Brother BJ at gmail.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you're out of Atlanta, Georgia, right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I just wanted to make sure we got that clear. Once again, like I said, you did not know this, but I am being led by God, and I try to hear God when he speaks to me, because he gives us a discerning spirit. Those that truly belongs to him are doing and being doers of his word. He gives us a discerning spirit that we can hear him through his Holy Spirit. So that's why I'm letting you know that right now, in front of all of these listeners, as I said to you earlier, you didn't know this, but you are going to be on this platform, and I think you're going to be on here quite often. So I'm just preparing you and letting you know. So, and this is the work of the Lord. And I just want the listeners to know that I met you through Facebook. We have never met personally, but I love how God put his people together. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And because we know that because of this, God is getting the glory. And I want you all to know, it's not about me. I'm just the person over this worldwide platform and ministry that God has assigned me to. But every man, woman that brings forth God's word over this platform, we have on the line right now. I just want the listeners to know that some of the people that's on the line right now, I see some of our church mothers from my church, from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd, are on the line. Pastor Norman King, who comes forth twice a month on this worldwide platform, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is my first cousin. He comes forth twice a month delivering God's word. We have Deacon Marvin Cox on the line on tonight. He comes forth twice a month, normally the first and second Saturday of each month. He always shares with us inspirational poems, and then he delivers God's word. And I want the listeners to know on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox, he could use his excuses, his physical conditions, as an excuse not to serve God. He has a form of what they call muscular dystrophy. He's in a wheelchair. And he, at one time and at one point, he was able to physically get out and go to church like we do. But now he is constricted. But he is still, he's not letting that stop him from being a doer of God's word. So he is a powerful man of God, and I just want the world to know that I'm so excited and grateful to have Deacon Marvin Cox again. He's not using his physical handicap as an excuse. So if he can do what God has called him to do, don't you allow anything to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Don't take your gift or your purpose to the grave without God and getting some glory from it while you are here on earth. Because we're going to stand before God one day and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So you don't want to be one of those that said, Lord, I worked for you while I was on the earth. But he's going to say unto you, if you don't do it in the right way, giving him the glory, honor, and praise, and the right attitude and the purpose, and being fully committed and dedicated to your assignment, then he's going to say unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me. you workers of iniquity. You don't want to hear that. I want to hear God say unto me, thy good and faithful servant, well done. That's what I want to hear God say to me when I stand before God. I want to hear him say unto me, welcome into joy and enter into the joy of my salvation. That's what I'm working for. I don't know what you're working for, but I'm working to hear those words out of the Lord's mouth to me. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You kept the faith. You ran your, you finished your course. That's what it's all about, that God get the glory. So we, again, I am so excited, and I know that the listeners, again, you know, their lines are lit up on tonight. I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I, again, Minister Gaston, I am so grateful that God put us together. And I will be in contact with you and let you know what date you're going to be scheduled for next time. It's going to be one day next month. So get your word, get to praying and asking the Lord what he wants you to say the next time you're on this worldwide platform, because you're definitely going to be on next month. And
yes,
then probably a couple of more months after that. So I'm definitely letting you know in advance. I'm so excited to know that you are my brother in Christ. And for those of you that faithfully tuned in to this worldwide platform and ministry, we'll be running on the first Saturday and first Thursday in July. It will be 8 years that we've been coming forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. And I want to give a shout-out right now to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, and the Kingdom Builders Ministries. I did my first 3 years up under their leadership. I was on every Thursday and every Saturday night for 2 hours each time. And thank God it was through Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, of the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Ministries that I would get my first 3 years up under them over the on the air. And for the last 5 years, I have been out on my own. God has blessed me to spread my wings, and that's what he has done, and that's what he's continuing to do. I am so grateful, and as I said earlier, it is marvelous in our eyes, and we know that God is truly being glorified. So we're going to get ready to close out in prayer on tonight. I want the world to know that I love each one of you all, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray one for another, continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your opinions and not your feelings, but according to God's word. And while you're doing it, examine yourself according to God's word. That's why I love this show title, which is titled after one of my books that the Lord blessed me to write, which is titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? That's personal. What are you? Are you an asset to the kingdom of God, or are you a liability? God forbid, you don't want to be a liability. You want to be an asset in every form and every your daily life, your daily walk before men, women, boys, and girls, that somebody can see Jesus in you. Why? Because some people are never actually going to go into the house of the Lord. You're the only Bible some people are ever going to read. So you want to have a good report when you stand before God. We're going to give it and close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory and honor and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word is true. Your word is life. We thank you for your man of God, Minister Benny Gaskin II, Heavenly Father, that you have anointed him and you have chosen him and you are using him. And thank God that you have placed him in my life, not only my life now, but the, over this worldwide platform. Everyone that tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform have heard his voice and have heard the words that have come through him, through your word and through your Holy Spirit as you used him. We thank you for placing him in our lives, that he can break the word down to us, that we get understanding according to your word. You said that we, out of all of our getting, get understanding. And so we just thank you for your word. We thank you for Brother Gaskin, that you will continue to bless him, the works of his hands, the ministries, and his ministry of music, as he continues to play for you and sing glorious songs, that you get the glory through him. Continue to bless everything that you set up for him to do in the earth, that you will be glorified through him. Not only him, but every man, woman that delivered your word over this worldwide platform. Continue to bless each one of them, bless their homes, their lives, their jobs, even the ministries that you have placed them over, that you will continue to get the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you that Jesus got up from the grave just like he said he would, and he came out of the grave with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God. So now, Lord, we continue to bless your name We pray, Lord, and continue to lift up all those in the name of Jesus that are not saved in Jesus' name, that may be spiritually blind, that you would send a vessel to be able to deliver your word to them, Heavenly Father. Give them another chance to hear your word, that they would have an opportunity to open their own mouth and confess their sins, and they would open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth, that you would get the glory through them as well as our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you. You said that we ought to pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We continue to lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in Jerusalem and in Israel. And then we pray and lift up our president, President Biden, and also Vice President Kamala Harris and their families, and all those that are being doers of your word and trying to do what's right and pleasing to you while they're serving here in the earth, even under President Biden, Lord. Continue to let them be on one accord, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to show love and compassion for all people all over the land, that you would get the glory. And we pray and ask that you would move by your spirit to touch the hearts and the minds of those that are being contrary to what they're trying to do what's right, Heavenly Father, and they want to go the opposite way. We pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that their hearts and minds would be changed. They will come on board, and they would do what's right, and they would be able to show love and compassion and be on one accord, that you would get the glory even through their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform. Even those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight, bless them, Heavenly Father. You know what they stand in need of. Grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, I always tell you all, and I love you all, and guess what? God loves you even more. So until next Saturday, which is the 10th of April, Deacon Marvin Cox will be sharing with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to deliver another word from the Lord on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him. So until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My. Yes, sir. Pray for me. need a prayer.